Next up on the show, the war of words between the BJP and the Congress and the Karnataka sex scandal row has exploded, with the Home Minister accusing the Congress government in Karnataka of not taking any action over the obscene clips that allegedly showed the former Prime Minister H.D. Devegowda's grandson and NDA candidate Prajwal Revanna sexually assaulting several women. This on a day when Prajwal Revanna has been suspended from his party, the JDS. His uncle H.D. Kumaraswamy says the party will not protect him.
Congress and JDS workers got into physical and political exchange outside the hotel in Karnataka's Hubballi, where the JDS held its core committee meeting to decide action against Prajwal Revanna. This drama unfolded as Congress workers protested against the JDS, even as former Chief Minister and JDS Chief H.D. Kumaraswamy met with party workers and decided to suspend Hassan MP Prajwal Revanna, who faces serious allegations of sexual assault caught on camera. The issue exploded after pen drives with over 2,000 videos were released and an SIT ordered by the state government.
The twists and turns of Karnataka politics around this sex scandal will be extremely important to watch out, as is the investigations into those allegations, which are extremely serious. The political fallout is the one side, and just the one side of it. The larger issue is about the allegations itself that have been made, and more importantly about the victims, given the nature, the gravity of it, and the enormity of it, the number of videos, over 2,000. And as I mentioned, the first focus is to get Prajwal Revanna back before the authorities for questioning.
These people, several times they have done like this, D.K. Shukumar. Their only intention is to malign our family. Not only that, they bring the name of the Honorable Prime Minister in this issue.
For the JDS, the focus is to negate through a political storm that could seriously dent the image of the Devegowda family. And for the BJP, it's an embarrassing development ahead of phase 3 elections. The National Party clearly distancing itself from the scandal.
इस प्रकार की घटनाओं को सार्वजनिक जीवन में, समाज में या निजी तौर पर कहीं पर कोई स्थान नहीं होना चाहिए. कठोर से कठोर कदम उठाने. ये भारतीय जनता पार्टी का स्टैंड अफर है और उसमें कोई कंफ्यूजन भारतीय जनता पार्टी में किसी स्तर पर नहीं है. हम महिला शक्ति के अपमान का, मातृशक्ति के अपमान का घोर निंदा करते.
The Congress launched an offensive campaign against the JDS, but there are questions over why the issue was not proved earlier and why it was brought out in the midst of the elections. The focus of the investigation is to first get Prajwal Revanna, who is in Germany, before the authorities.
ಮತ್ತು ಬೇರೆ ಬೇರೆ ರೀತಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ವಿಟ್ನೆಸಸ್ ಗಳನ್ನು ತಗೊಂಡು, ಎವಿಡೆನ್ಸ್ ಗಳು ತಗೊಂಡು ಅದೆಲ್ಲ ಅವರು ಮಾಡಬೇಕು, ಮಾಡ್ತಾರೆ. ಅವರು ಹೊರದೇಶಕ್ಕೆ ಹೋಗಿದ್ದಾರೆ ಅಂತೇಳಿ ಸುದ್ದಿ ಇರೋದ್ರಿಂದ ಅವರನ್ನು ಕೂಡ ಅವರು ವಾಪಸ್ ಕರೆಸ್ಕೋಬೇಕಾಗತ್ತೆ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳ್ತಿದ್ದಾರೆ. ಅದೆಲ್ಲ ಸರ್ಕಾರ, ಅದಕ್ಕೆ ನಾವೇನು ಅದರಲ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ವಾಲ್ವ್ ಆಗೋದಿಲ್ಲ.
No one in Karnataka believes Mr. Kumaraswamy. Every day he changes his stand. Every day he tries to deviate things. This is his political history and his political story that is not firm and committed to any of his political understandings.
Given the political fallout on one side, the nature of allegations make this an extremely serious issue, and investigations need to prove several victims. The FIR also names Prajwal's father Revanna, and the question is what kind of action will be taken against them. With Veera Raghav, Pratibha Raman in Bengaluru for NDTV.
Well, joining us now, Dr. Shaba Mohammed, National Spokesperson of the Congress, Pramila Nasargi, Member of the BJP, S.T. Ramesh, former Director General of Police in Karnataka, Brinda Adige, the social and women rights activist. Shaba, let me come to you first. You know, yesterday we were told that it was the Congress party which had access to these videos earlier on and didn't release it earlier, but are releasing it now to make political points or to gain politically during election season. When did the Congress actually get hold of these videos? Or the state government, for that matter? Could you unmute Shama?
Yeah. Go ahead. Let me be very clear on this. The driver who who Devraj Gowda got the pen drive from on December 8th, 2023, has clearly said that the Congress Party, I did not give anything to the Congress Party. I'm ready to come to court in front of a magistrate and testify. I gave it to Bharatiya Janata Party and Devraj Gowda. So you must understand that after knowing all this, Yedurappa's son, who is the party president, Vijendra, knew about it. Devraj Gowda wrote to him. The Prime Minister of India knew about it because he clearly said not to put this candidate, but because there's going to be a problem. And then the Prime Minister of India was asking for vote in his name, Prajwal Revanna. I mean, shame, you know. I am hurt as a woman that the Prime Minister of India can do anything to win votes. Number two, Amit Shah then points finger at us and says, look what they're doing. I want to ask Amit Shah, what did you do when for 6 months our wrestlers protested, and when the new parliament building was opening, when that molester and sexual predator called Brijbhushan Sharan Singh was sitting in the parliament, your police beat up the wrestlers who were protesting outside the new parliament building, and he has the audacity to talk to us like that? I mean, shame on the Home Minister of India. Shame on the Prime Minister of India to be quiet when more than 2,800 videos are out there. Thousands of women have been molested and raped. And on top of that, this man has been taking videos of it. He should be brought back, put behind bars, and there should be re-election. This man cannot be in parliament. It will be a shame on everybody if this man, this sexual predator, mental, he is, you know, completely out. He should be arrested. And put behind bars.
Absolutely.
This is what I, as a mother, woman, sister, feel about this. You know,
today. We all feel the same way about it. But the other point that Amit Shah did mention is that the BJP is hands off as far as this is concerned, saying there must be justice. Why the delay in justice as far as the state government of Karnataka is concerned? How would you respond?
Where is the delay in justice, Vishnu? We have put an SIT probe. I want to ask Amit Shah, why did your immigration department let him go? You knew about it from December. You could have told the immigration department this guy is going to, he knew for sure. I mean, this is like, you know, when you put out a lookout notice for Nirav Modi and Mehul Choksi and Vijay Mallya and they all leave. Who helped them? Who helped them? Amit Shah. The same way he has helped Prajwal Revanna escape. I fail to understand why didn't the immigration, and let's understand, if they did not know, the Bharatiya Janata Party did not know, I would not be blaming the Prime Minister or the Home Minister. Okay. They knew it from last December. He should not have been made a candidate.
All right, Shama, one sec. Let's get a response to a lot of the points that you mentioned. Pramila Nasargi, firstly, why was this man allowed to go? Shouldn't the BJP, irrespective of these videos emerging now, have known about what his background was? There was a lot of talk about this for several months.
Yes, with whom? Who knew about it? I'm surprised at the way the Congress representative spoke about it, bringing about Amit Shah and Modi and all that. Modi and all. Why? When was the FIR filed? On the day when he left, was there any FIR against him? Let us know the law. Who is the law and order? If they knew about it, if they were the persons who were distributed, 10,000 copies were distributed, not less than that. By whom? By the deputy CM, Mr. Shukumar, sitting with Surama Gowda, the ex-MLA.
Ma'am, I'm going to come back to you in a moment and reconnect. The line is very bad. I'm unable to hear. I'll come back to you in just a moment. But Brinda, let me come to you next. The larger issue over here, of course, is the rights of these women, the fact that, you know, they have been victims for such a long period of time. Do you believe, as we discuss the politics in all of this, the most important aspect is being left out? Can you unmute yourself? Unmute yourself.
Yes, you are absolutely right. Because every party is only using all of the criminal acts. It is nothing short of that. It is not a scandal. It is sexual exploitation, sexual assault, rape, and everything that is criminal. They are using for their own personal gains. And in this, victims, almost 2,976 videos of different women are circulating, which means all of these women have been negated. Their trauma, the torture, and what they are facing just now because of those videos that have gone viral, unimaginable, all of that has been sidelined because the parties are only fighting for their votes. And like you mentioned, the BJP party knew about this man and all his criminal activities 6 months ago and did nothing about it. Just now, somebody said that 30 days ago, the Congress government knew about it and they have not done much, though that part of it we don't know. But right now it is the responsibility of the state government to employ every mechanism in the law, especially the victim protection policy, the victim protection scheme, to every woman so that she is able to come forward and file her FIR.
All right, now
and
we've got a very special guest with us.
Sensitized Brinda, to register proper statements.
Yeah. Brinda, hang on. We've got a very special guest with us. Dr. Nagalakshmi Chaudhary is chairperson of the Karnataka State Commission for Women. Dr. Chaudhary, thank you very much, ma'am, for being with us. Are you satisfied at the pace of this investigation? Do you believe more needs to be done to bring this man back to India?
SIT is a team which, the person who is heading this team was a man, BK Singh, who headed Gauri Lankesh case. So we should have a trust in the team, and it's just 2 days that which they have handed over this case to them. We need to give them time, and I'm sure justice will prevail.
Dr. Chaudhary, can you confirm to us one way or the other whether many of the other victims in this case are now slowly emerging or being in a position to speak? As you know, those who have been victims often choose not to speak, often for the rest of their lives. It really is ultimately up to them. But since there have been so many people who have reportedly been impacted, are we now beginning to hear a lot more of what exactly happened?
Victims have started coming very confidentially, and SIT is doing its investigation.
Ma'am, have they been coming to the State Commission for Women as well?
State Commission, yeah, the first victim, met me and then spoken to me. She was fearful and she's scared of her life-threatening. But she's been in the police protection and her confidentiality is maintained and the investigations are going on.
And ma'am, this is the same person who filed the FIR, right?
Yes, right.
And ma'am, since then, my question is this. Are you aware of other women coming forward? Because there are 2,800 reported videos out there.
Not to the commission.
Not to the commission. Are you aware of them going to the SIT?
No, it has been a confidential matter, so it's been not discussed.
Got it. And ma'am, just so that we are very clear about this, several of these are accusations of rape that we are looking at, right?
Yes.
It's not, we have a terrible word in India we keep using, molestation. It's actually assault. But then there is assault. I mean, the law says there are different forms of assault. And then, of course, there is rape and different classifications of the law in dealing with rape. These are rape cases, right, that we are talking about, several of them?
Yes. Of course, it's very terrible to watch those videos. Your blood starts boiling. And as Brinda said, this matter should not get politicized. Here we are speaking about the victims and the protection. And yesterday I wrote even to the police commissioner, because many of them were sharing on other social media platforms about them. And I've asked the police commissioner to take a strict action on those who are still sharing it on many social platforms. I felt this is the responsibility of every citizen who is watching this, should stop sharing it, if they respect the women of this land.
Ma'am, I just want to confirm that these videos show non-consensual sex, that there is physical assault and rape which has been filmed. Is that what some of these videos show?
That's what some of the videos shows. You're right.
Ma'am, that is much more direct now, because it was vague in the past. But you are saying, as a person in a position of responsibility, as the chairperson of the Karnataka State Commission for Women, that the videos show rape, some of them, right?
Yes.
And ma'am, the second point, and this is almost bizarre, this was all being filmed. Was Mr. Revanna filming these? Had he set up a camera to film this? Was somebody else involved in this? Do we have any idea?
When you watch the video, you can clearly make out the person in action is recording from another hand. That's what the video depicts.
And ma'am, this is something that went on for an extended period of time, right?
Yeah, probably.
And ma'am, there was no complaint from anybody, no FIR, nothing of the sort.
Unfortunately.
And you
probably, you know, helpless. They were fearful. And today when you speak to the Hassan people, you really know, you know, nobody dared to, you know, speak up. And yes, I don't know how this came up. This came up now.
And ma'am, the victims over here were from across Karnataka, different parts of the country. Do we know anything on that?
Not probably. It involves all kind of women there. I'm not particularly sure who are there from where. Or see, basically, even speaking about that way is also, I feel, wrong, you know. Till that investigation and they confidentially come and evidences go on and we get the justice.
Right. And I appreciate you taking on these questions because, of course, there's that issue of confidentiality. And, of course, there's the issue of being sensitive in a horrific situation like this. So, and I'm also trying to be careful in what I ask. But, you know, you have established that these were rape cases in many cases. And that really does, you know, give us an idea of what
exactly.
I haven't
established when you look at the videos of some, you really feel, you know, you feel that it is there. That's where when you look at those videos, you know, you naturally feel, yes, the sensitiveness in those cases. That's why I wrote to the chief minister, it has to go to SIT because hundreds of women involved in it.
Dr. Chaudhary, I'm just trying to understand what is the timeline over here when this pen drive was actually, you know, out? Was it the driver who gave it to a leader, BJP, Congress? It hardly matters. We're talking about a crime over here.
No, I really don't know about it.
No, you see, the reason I'm asking you, ma'am, is just to try and understand, was there a delay in releasing this video?
I can't comment on that because I only knew the day when somebody, you know, some organization people came and submitted a complaint and with the pen drive.
And ma'am, just a very broad question. Yeah. Sure. And yes. Just a very broad question, ma'am. The victim who spoke to you, she's being looked after. She's being cared for. Her emotional needs, her physical needs are being looked after. And she is safe right now. Most importantly.
Yes.
Is that something that you can confirm?
Yes, definitely. She's in touch with me. And she's in the police protection. And she's been counseled. And the entire family is supporting her. That's the biggest thing. You know, that's me. We need
Sorry,
to
who is
appreciate.
Supporting, ma'am? Her family is supporting.
The entire family. Family means
supporting.
The whole family is with her.
And do you expect her, ma'am, to testify? I mean, she's filed an FIR. But when it does go to court, presuming that it does, would she be in a position to testify in this particular case?
If not in person, no, we
then
are
through her
statements.
We are
to comment on all that. I'm sure she will stay till when you speak to her at this moment, yes, she's going to stand till the end. That's what we can feel when you speak to her in person.
All right, Dr. Chaudhary, thank you very much for speaking
to
us.
Thank you,
Brinda, Adige, let me come back to you. I'm startled by what we heard over there. That, you know, let's not vacillate. Several of these were rape cases, all right? Is the sense that the Karnataka State Commission for Women chairperson had, that many of these were out and out rape cases. The second takeaway for me from that interview, which you just saw live, is that the person who filed the FIR is likely to stay through the course of the investigation and testify in court. That requires an incredible amount of courage and determination. On these two points, would you like to say anything?
Absolutely. Like I mentioned earlier, when you see the videos, there are the women speaking in Kannada and they are saying, no, I do not want to be videoed. Don't do this to me. And we know from the Supreme Court earlier rulings that when the woman has said no, any kind of sexual assault abuse amounts to that rape, which means there was no consensus. There was no consensus whatsoever. So there is no way we can argue that women were involved in it. Now, women and their vulnerabilities have been abused because this man was in a position of power. His entire family is very powerful over there. So how will women come out and make any kind of a complaint? We also live in a very patriarchal society where the woman would be the one who's always blamed. Aspersions are cast on that woman. And that is why it is difficult for this woman to come out and make a complaint. But here it is double. These are women who are probably working in the Prajwal Revana's house or probably in their office or working for him on the from the side of the government. Because you know, I'm sure that there are people from various professions, women from various professions. You can see in one of the videos that there is a woman who's wearing a police uniform. So sometimes people ask these questions, oh, why couldn't the police officer, why could the police woman retaliate? When women are pushed in a corner, there is no way for them to retaliate.
Okay.
And there is no way for them to go out and tell their families this is what happened. Because immediately the families will again blame this woman. And what has happened now with the two women who've come out and filed the FIR, and like Madam Nagalakshmi mentioned, confidentiality must be assured and must be experienced by every victim coming forward to talk.
Pramila Nisargi, we've got the
is important.
We've got hopefully a clearer line with you right now. The driver of Prajwal Revana said that he'd given this particular video to a BJP leader. If that is the case, then why did the BJP not take action earlier on? That's a question being asked.
Can I tell you?
Yes, ma'am.
The BJP leader is no other than Mr. Gowda. He was my client. He had filed an election petition in the High Court of Karnataka and the matter was going on. Being a reasonable person, BJP will never disclose a video like this. What is the video? Let anything may happen. What I am worried and my party is worried is women. 2,000 women are purported to have been involved in this case. I do not want them to be ashamed, brought to the society. They cannot be. What the present government is doing is harming all these ladies. That's the one thing which is prevented and prohibited under law. How did they do this? They could not have done this. What happened? Mr. Gowda had, Mr. Karthik, who was the driver, he wanted him to use it in the court. He said, no, I will not use it. That he never used it. He never wanted to harm the ladies. Then what happened? The suit was filed in Bangalore court. A original suit was filed. An injunction was obtained against the driver. And the driver engaged this advocate and then said, can you say that any advocate can reveal what the client has said? It's confidential between the advocate and the client. It can never be revealed. And Gowda has already stated before all the media that he has not disclosed, he has not shown this video to anybody. That is what he has clearly stated. On the other end, what is the Western trend is, who is this Karthik? How did he get this, this one? And who copied it? 10,000 copies before 2 days of the election have been distributed, not less than that, by Mr. Shivaramai Gowda and Shivakumar, who happens to be the deputy CM. And the person who alleged to have copied is no lesser than the associate of Mr. Zamir, the present minister, who, why no action is taken? Look at the irony. I wanted this person, Mr. Prajwal Revana, if he has committed, he must be convicted. I'm so sorry what the government has done, what the Women's Commission has done. Look at the sections that they have incorporated, 354A and D, 506 and 509 of the IPC. They are punishable only for 3 years. And within 3 years, they ought to have filed a complaint. Otherwise, 468 is a bar under the criminal procedure report.
Okay.
Nobody can be convicted under this section. Why the Women's Commission did not include 376? Why the SIJ has not included?
All right. Okay. Those are important points, and we'll try and get a clarification on that.
To prevent the people from voting in the 7th election.
Okay, ma'am. One sec, ma'am. You made lots of points. Let's try and get a response to that. Dr. Shama Mohammed, Pramila Nasargi, saying that there were thousands of copies of this video, which were made and distributed before the election campaign or during the election campaign, and she alleges that the Congress was behind it. How would you respond?
Yeah, so she didn't allege. Shame on her. We will take a defamation case against her today because she is simply saying without any evidence that DK Shivkumar. Shame on you, madam. Shame on you. And I hope there are no women like you. You have to understand one important thing. The driver clearly says, I gave the pen drive to Devaraj Gowda and nobody else and to no Congress person. That is the person who came out with the accusations. That is the person who said, I'm ready to testify about this in a court of law. And shame on you, ma'am, to simply get in DK Shivkumar because you have no other weapon other than these sort of things. Number two, the driver clearly, wait, let me finish. Do not interfere. Let me finish. Now, the driver, pen drives, where did they find it? In bus stations, in railway stations. We did not do it. Your government knew it from December. You didn't have to show the videos to anyone. What you needed to do is take action on this. You could have taken action. You could have told Devagowda clearly that we will not allow this candidate. We will not support this candidate. We do not want to see him as a member of parliament, in parliament, and abuse more women. Did the Prime Minister of India do it? Did Amit Shah do anything about it? Did your PCC president in Karnataka do anything on it?
All right, Shama, hold on one second. I need to try and balance out time on this.
The Prime Minister of India talks about Sandesh.
All right, okay, Shama, one second.
Sharma, the National Commission of Women. Shama, where is she? Where is Nitin
one minute, Shama, you made your point. Pramila ji, you've got 30 seconds to respond, and then I'm going to go across to S.T. Ramesh, who's been waiting patiently. Pramila ji, last comment from you and then S.T. Ramesh. Go ahead, Pramila ji. 30 seconds.
You see, Ms. Vishnu, I am so sorry about the ignorance of law. There was an order of injunction by a civil court against Mr. Karthik not to disclose this thing to anyone. Injunction order was there. Even for the press, there was an injunction order. So, how can this lady expect that to be disclosed to others? There was an order of injunction. She's not aware. Leave alone about that. Are you aware, madam?
All right. Okay. I'm just going to end the fight over here, and I'm going to go across to S.T. Ramesh. I'm going to go across to S.T. Ramesh, former Director General of Police, on the larger issue and the larger crime over here. How important is it, number one, for speedy justice? And number two, how challenging is it for the police force to actually get some of these alleged victims to come on record? Either confidentially or otherwise. Mr. Ramesh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Mr. Ramesh, my question is, how challenging is it for the police? Can you hear me, sir?
I can hear you, but I don't have the camera somehow.
No, the camera is there. We can see you, sir. We can see you. So what I'm asking you is, how difficult is it for the police to actually move ahead in this investigation, get more people to perhaps testify on the crimes that have been committed on them?
The case is extremely challenging for the police from several angles. Number one, it's a sexual crime, and it involves several women. And you have to look for them. It is very sensitive. Police has to be extremely sensitive in approaching and making them speak. Confidence building measures have to be created so that they come forward and depose and stay the course. That is one part. The case is also highly, highly political because it involves a very, very prominent political family in Karnataka, which has produced two chief ministers and a prime minister, and the alleged accused himself is a member of parliament and have just contested elections. So it is politically sensitive. It is sensitive because of it involves a number of women and they are all, confidentiality is a very important thing. So it's going to be an extremely challenging case, and that's why there is a special investigating team, and I hope they do a good job. And I have no doubt they will do a good job because they are coming with a decent reputation and a good track record. As one of the panelists said, the head of the SIT, Mr. B.K. Singh, has successfully, fairly and impartially investigated the Gauri Lankesh case and brought the accused to book. The tribunal not only detected the Gauri Lankesh case, but also helped detect Kalburgi's murder, Dabolkar's
murder. So we should have faith in the SIT, and let's hope that things do move. I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us.